If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This menu is a masterpiece.
This is the worst party ever.
Knock, knock. I brought chicken fingers.
Raising Cane's. The party is saved.
Peter, Mr. Billingsley.
Celebrate the holidays with Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love.
Now, will you feel like an idiot if you're you're a big tough guy this morning?
But you really love to voice your displeasure for his music choices.
He stumbled on an issue that I did not think would generate this much passion and discussion.
It's time for Jake's questionable song of the day on Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Inspired by this song because you had a texter text you that he went to the Styx concert this past weekend.
Yeah, a guy from Wichita.
Oh. This wasn't the song he texted you, but Come Sail Away by Styx, 1977 is your song of the day. 464-5685, texting your rating.
I'm pretty jacked up right now.
On what?
On caffeine. Yeah. And then McSafety showed up with an old-fashioned donut, which was not a cocktail old-fashioned, an old-fashioned donut.
Old-fashioned donut, yeah.
Yeah, so everybody knows I'm not over here having a bourbon in
it's the morning. 7 in the morning.
It wouldn't be the worst.
No, and then true. McSafety said that for Christmas, he always got Andy's mints and some sort of a firearm. He got
a shotgun,
20 gauge. So he was getting Andy's mints and firearms for every Christmas. That was one of our stories during the break.
That was a beautiful break.
But I can't figure out is that Jake played roughly 45 seconds and there was nothing else said but Come Sail Away. That was it.
He cut into a part.
The one part there was actually something to listen to. Jake cut that off.
Well, here's the problem. Song takes forever to get to the actual, where it gets going. I'm sailing away, that part.
Mm. Yeah. So you miss. So we just kind of had the refrain.
Yeah, the refrain.
For the entire time. Exactly. For a minute of refrain with Come Sail Away. So that took away. I know the song a little bit better. So just because of my history and knowing more about it.
Okay.
If I went off just what I heard, if you've never heard this before, you're not going to give it much of a rating.
Sure.
But I know more about it and then know more about Styx, so I'm going to be a little bit higher on that. So I'm going to be with a 7449.
That's pretty good.
7449. Steve.
We've heard it. I mean, we grew up with that song. What year was it again?
1977.
Oh, my God. Yeah, in the wheelhouse. How many times do we hear it? See, the problem I think that Bill, I'm not speaking for Bill, but I wouldn't be surprised if he agrees with me. The problem is we've heard it so much that it's almost just background in your brain.
A little bit of background noise. Yeah, I agree.
It doesn't grab you. Yeah. It's just I've heard this.
But did it grab you at one time?
No, that song never grabbed me. It was good. Liked it. And I probably gave it a little higher rating based off of Styx. STYX.
What Styx song grabbed you?
Now can you run those through me?
Yesterday's, it was something Carnival? What was the song?
I'd have to
count. It was nothing about a Carnival.
It was Grand Illusion.
Welcome to the Grand Illusion. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, we have Renegade.
Renegade.
Too Much Time in My Hands. I played that song before.
Don't like that song.
Not a huge fan.
Don't like it. Just don't like it.
Lady.
Don't like it.
You don't like Lady?
Nope.
I don't mind Lady.
Mr. Roboto.
No.
No. Oh.
No, no. No.
Don't
no,
marry Roboto.
No. Oh, yeah. I will turn that
song
so fast.
Sucks.
That song is
terrible.
Yeah. But damned.
And that's all. Blue Collar Man's not bad.
No. Nope. Bad.
So you're not a Styx fan. That's fine.
There was a ballad they had.
Babe.
Babe.
Babe is good.
Babe was when we were kids.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's kind of
girlfriend song.
Yeah.
Slow dance.
Slow skate.
Yeah. No, that song's a no for me. That song you played, 5.3.
Rudy?
Rudy's going to 6.1.
Says, four. Not a Rudy vibe. I'm a hater, 4.4.
Yeah. Wow, Rudy, you're a hater.
Rudy.
Styx.
Rudy came in strong.
Hater.
Let's see what the text line has to say about that song.
Yeah, let's see what they say.
The text line said, I have to go to the game tomorrow.
Okay.
So,
yes. We had one hard no.
That's it. And like 57 says yes, he had to go. Okay. Vernon Dake, 9.04. Ryan in California, 9.5. Brett and Bertrand, 6.5.
Brett.
Wink in Elkhorn, 9.
Hello, Wink.
Corey Lincoln, 2. Okay. Trash, he says on that. Eric and Hickman, 5. Houston, who's always pretty low, 8.
Oh.
Okay. Wow. Houston's kind of living like in the twos and the threes for a while. 8's pretty high for him. Shamia B is 7-3. Tater, solid, 8-9. Craig says timeless, 10.
Timeless, 10.
Oh, good 10. God.
Come on, a 10. Come sail away. All he heard was the refrain.
Come on.
Marcus sends me 9.1 with a sailboat at the end of it, too.
Nice.
That's nice.
He's sailing.
That is nice.
When you get that, those are so nice.
Gavin and Pender, 7-5. Pretty high.
Right there.
That's your friend.
Gavin.
Dustin and Waverly, 8.
He came down here. You talked to him.
Yeah. Kodiak Bear, 10. Hua Clevis, 5.
Pretty kind of
high for Bird.
Yeah, high for Bird, yeah.
Yeah, Corey went with Trash, and Bird went with the 5.
There's discord in Columbus.
That's yeah. The first
Hold one. It. There's anything from the household?
I just got it right now.
Okay.
Jennifer.
Got it right now.
Jennifer, 9-2. Hubby, 7.9. They say also memories on
one
that
of
one.
Their high. Well, that would be, think solid. Of those guys. What year was that again?
77.
77. So I believe at the time, well, Jennifer would have still been in high school. Hubby would have just gotten out. So, yes.
Lil Gonzo says that was our 8th grade graduation song, so it's obviously a 10.
Lil Gonzo, that's gold. Yes, and you and
they
know
had
what?
A graduation
and I will say this, I'm okay with the 10 for that reason.
Yeah, yes, yes. Yeah. Nostalgia there.
Did you have an 8th grade graduation song?
There's no 8th grade graduation.
I don't think that we did.
No, there's no 8th grade graduation.
I don't recall one.
No.
Sean DeWitt says, this song sucked in 1977, 4.4.
Yeah. I'm kind of with him. Yeah.
It was background noise. There's never one time like right before we went out like to a junior high basketball game. Hey, put that in quick. Come sail away, Sticks. They'll fire us up.
Kansas Cornhusker 7-2-5. Curtin, Kentucky 9-8 on that. Les and Lincoln 6. And then from YouTube real quick, Jack 5. Charlie 9-4. Old Ray 9-2. Bolt says 9-1. Better times.
Old Rain. That's
old,
new.
Old Ray.
Old R-A-Y, Ray.
Old Ray.
Okay.
Nashville Husker 9-3. Chris 9-5. BWD 10-5. Nels of Montana 9.
A lot of high scores.
God, Nels gave it a 9.
Troy 9-2 and Heyman 7.
Love when you say that. Nels gave it a 9.
Song of the day was Come Sail Away that? By Styx from
Nels
1977.
Nels gave it a
9. It is time, without further ado, for Bill's Thrills on a Tuesday. Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Okay. Yeah,
is it going to be a bonanza?
It. Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach, but to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. You see, I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
As always, Bill's Thrills, sponsored by our friends at Dinert Contracting.
Randy!
The king of remodels for your kitchen, bathroom, whole house, and more. Please call or text Randy at 402-417-5204. Dinert Contracting.
He's also your basement master, king, whatever you want to call him.
Basement king.
Get him down to your basement.
Really?
People have basements. It's like, here's what you want to bring him down for. Bring him down for his visionary. So like, hey, we have this extra space in the basement. What can we do with it? Don't expect, hey, Randy, here's what we want. Here's what we're going to get done here. We're going to make this into a bedroom. That's great. How about bringing Randy in for advice? He can say, you know what? I've done several hundred basements, and here's what turned out the best. And here's what we did with this basement space to make it whatever you're looking for. We need it as a rec room. We need it as an extra bedroom. We need it for this. We need it to put an extra laundry room in. You name it, Randy can do it. He is the basement king.
Will he wear his cape for that as well?
He would wear his cape into the basement.
Okay.
I wonder if he addresses mouse problems, mice problems.
I don't think he does any storm of
he's not an exterminator.
He's not an exterminator. He does no.
He's contracting.
He's a contractor. No, he is not. He's not. If Randy, if all of a sudden you got a bunch of rats in your house,
I got you.
Randy,
rats, that's mice.
But
big that, difference.
Not, but it's still. But that's not Randy. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Any sort
he can't
of
assess
reptiles, anything. No, he's not.
Assess where they're coming from.
He might be able to assess that, but I just don't know if he.
Difference between contracting and exterminating.
Yes,
I wasn't suggesting that he exterminates.
Just
it sounded like you did.
It sounded like you did. It really sounded.
What about Mike? By the way, your Randy died at the warning track today.
Ooh.
It was. It didn't. It didn't.
Yeah, it did. The very.
Right. It died at the warning track.
Yeah, it did. My voice kind of. Sorry about that. Randy!
Hey.
Home run!
Home run!
Yeah, yeah. Way to go, Jose.
That's the one. Hey, guys. Jake Sorensen. The holidays are almost here. And if you still have names on your list, don't panic. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. You'll discover presents that feel meaningful and personal, never rushed or last minute. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, so every gift feels special and thoughtfully chosen. For example, I just got a Miami Dolphins whiskey board that fits my bar perfectly in my basement with four glasses for tasters when friends come over. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers and sports fans to foodies, mixologists, and gardeners. You'll find unforgettable gifts that are anything but ordinary. Every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
This is Michael Rosenbaum. Hey, folks, let me tell you that drinking and driving is a decision that will change your whole world. Things will never be the same once you get a DUI, because legal fees and time in court are just the beginning. Getting into a crash is another way your world could be irreversibly changed after drinking and driving. Your vehicle may not be the only thing that gets damaged in that crash. You could face a life-altering injury or even death. But you're not the only one who could face those consequences. Your decision to drink and drive could permanently change someone else's world, whether you injure them or leave their loved ones grieving. The next time you're out drinking, call a rideshare, a taxi, a sober friend, or a designated sober driver. Always plan for a safe ride home. The only decision that will change your world for the better is the decision to call for a sober ride. It's never worth it to drive drunk. Don't risk it. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
Canseco. Didn't Jago Canseco the other day? No, he's not Jose Canseco.
That was, you said that. I said, you brought Jose out of nowhere.
I mean, guy smacked. Go ahead.
Oh, we live
okay, in, this is Bill's thrill.
This is Bugaboo Tuesday, Bill.
Things that bother me. Oh. Thought I'd go back in time.
You're kidding me.
Thought I'd go back in time. Jake, you wouldn't have lived this. Jake, Steve would have. Jake may have a recollection. The liability that took away the fun ability.
Ooh.
The liability that took away the fun ability. Anger. There's no more dart to get to your cart. There's no more dart to get to your cart. The elimination of the roadside go-kart track. The elimination of the go-kart. It was incredible. They were lined with old tires.
Okay.
They were lined with old tires.
They were
2 inches off the ground like that. And they were Briggs and Stratton motors. That's what they were. And it was like, and racing was implied. They would always say, no racing. But when eight people got in there, what was the first thing you were doing?
Yeah.
You were racing.
We were
and you were whipping around in the 70s, mm-hmm. right? That a lot of time. This was no helmet time either.
Oh,
you
God.
Just got on a go-kart 1 inch off the ground, and you whipped around at high speeds on a go-kart track that was on the side of a highway. You'd just be driving down the side of a highway, and someone would be going like, pull over! What are we doing? Go-karts! Jake, it was, and it wasn't like, okay.
Were these everywhere?
There were a lot of them. They were around.
Somewhat costly, too.
Somewhat costly, a little expensive. Yeah. You had to make the move to do it. But think about their overhead. They got 20 go-karts sitting there.
Yep.
And the Briggs and Stratton, oh, man. And Jake, it was so incredible. When you drove by and saw people whipping. And here's the next thing. You'd also see people that were 60, 70 years old, 12. It didn't matter. Just get on there.
All ages.
And it was fun. And the instruction would be kind of like going, throttles here, brakes here. That was it. Go. And it was just
never wanted it to end either.
You never wanted it to end. And sometimes people would be like me on the roller coaster. They would let you go longer. But it was a big deal. Also,
you didn't want to go longer than that.
But I had to wave at the guy.
Give me
that. Oh, hey.
It's the funniest thing ever.
God, it was.
Hey, you know who built Briggs and Stratton engines?
Who
mastered it?
Who?
Greg.
He had a
job in Council Bluffs at one point in his life, and that's what he did. I shouldn't say Briggs and Stratton, but I think he could weigh in. He built go-kart engines.
And I remember, on the Briggs and Stratton, it was a little lever. The choke was a lever.
Yes,
there's a little lever, absolutely. Jake, that you moved over. And then when you start him, Jake, they're all pull start. And so there's a chance it would catch and pop your shoulder completely out. It was the most
or the,
painful.
Or the
thing,
workers.
Or your hand like that. But when you're starting one on your own, now mower start, and this is nothing like what we grew up with, Jake. Now it's like, starts perfect at that.
Yeah.
Back in the day, it was like, on the mower. But oh, when you would see one of those, you drive by like, Dad, is there any chance we can go?
And how about the kid in the neighborhood who had
the go kart?
The go kart.
They were the coolest people. Yeah, on the, oh my there's, god! There's only there's like
there's usually one.
One there's like one to two. There wasn't like 20 go karts whipping around. But whoever had it, you're going, you got a go-kart? Yeah. You got to be kidding me.
You got to be kidding.
That's unbelievable.
And it never ran.
Never. I know. Always a problem. Axle problems galore. Because they'd whip up and down alleys and stuff like that. So there was always something wrong with it. Hey, can we take the go-kart out? I wish.
So these are outdoor tracks by a major road, you're saying?
Well, you know they had one on Cornhusker that where the boxing venue is now. What was that called?
Yeah, it was Champions Fun Center. Yeah.
I rode the go-karts there. It was fun.
But the old ones back in the day, yeah, they'd just be beside of the highway, roadside. Jay. Just on the roadside. You'd be driving by someplace busy and go, well, I'm going to whip in there. 1977.
Did your dad whip you in there?
Yeah, we did. A lot of time, the adults would do it.
Well, sure, of course they would. It's fun.
Whip in there and play.
This is sports, too. Yeah,
this was sports, and it was serious. It was very serious how fast you...
Pretty fast.
Trying to go pretty fast. But some carts wouldn't go at all, and some would just be like, some would be like, it'd be insane. They'd be going 40 miles an hour, and the other ones would be going 12. And it'd just be whipping around people.
We do have response here. You want some response? 464-568.
It upsets me. They're not around.
Someone says, this is great. They would tell you no bumping. Right when you get in the car, you'd start bumping the guy in front of you before you even started.
Immediately you bump the person in front of you.
Yeah, you would.
Hey, keep 6 feet of space, right? Absolutely, buddy. No problem here. Just ram right into the guy within seconds. Laugh.
My bad.
And the guy's yelling at you. The guy's yelling at that. I'll pull you off here.
Wild Bill still says Estes Park still has 3 go-kart tracks right now. John Lincoln says, my cousin who lived on a farm in Plymouth, Nebraska, had a go-kart. We would ride on that thing for hours, tearing up the gravel.
Yeah, gravel. John. It'd spin. Nice. It would go.
Nice.
Yes.
Let's see. I grew up in Kearney. We'd go to the Big Apple all the time. It was a treat when we got to do all the go-karts at the Big Apple.
Yeah, I remember the Big Apple.
Big Apple in Kearney? Yeah. Okay.
It was like a Funplex type of thing.
Cool Crest in KC had roadside go-karts. I still hear the sound. So awesome. That's from Matt on the text line.
What are those sounds, Bill?
Can you do a go-kart sound?
I can't do it.
I don't know if I can do it. If I can do a good job of a go-kart. Yeah, it's hard to do a go-kart sound.
It's hard. I'm sorry.
Briggs and Stratton.
Someone says, did you go to the one in Wayne? It was there for a little while in Wayne, Bill.
I didn't go to the one in Wayne. I wonder where that was located. But the ones, like I said, then they got better as they carried on. They're basically non-existent now because of liability. Insurance is like, okay, who's going to insure this? A bunch of people getting on there, you know, and just whipping around. They're not doing it.
No keys.
Arkansas.
No, yeah, no keys.
Yeah, Brad says that in the text. Arkansas Paul says there's a huge track in central Arkansas. They go 55 miles per hour.
Ooh, that sounds dangerous.
That does sound really dangerous.
Put a 12-year-old in there. The nostalgia of this, that these were mom and pop places. That was the nostalgia was the mom and pop place. They'd just be all of a sudden on the side of the road, and that's what they did. They had
that's their operation.
That's their operation.
It's quite an operation, too.
Terrell Farley's chimed in. We just saw.
We just saw Farley 5 minutes ago. Where's he chiming in from? Is he in the back room?
He said, maybe it's a different. I don't think it's actually him. He says, the biggest go-kart track is in Orlando.
But why would that not be Farley?
That's not Farley. It says a Plattsmith number here. Farley's never Platt. I don't think that's Farley.
T. Farley.
Maybe it is Farley. I don't know. Is that you, Farley?
Does it say T. Farley?
It's Pigeon Forge, Tennessee has go-karts lining the main road still today. Thank you.
I'm sorry, Pigeon Forge,
Tennessee. You.
And Jake, they were all made, and all the bumper system or the crash system was all old tires. That's what I remember too. Just get some old tires, stack them up, you'll be fine.
Cody go karts North Platte Figure Eight track and slick track go karts, the best.
Figure eight. A lot of figure eight tracks.
Yes. Officer McLeod in Columbus says, when we were kids, my dad brought us to a go kart for Christmas. Go kart for Christmas. He was so excited. Told our friends 2 weeks early. Then on Christmas, we got it, realized it was ours.
I wonder how that went.
I don't know.
What a great tease. Hey, do you see that the Johnson's got a go-kart? Then it ends up being your
go-kart? That's your go-kart.
That would be incredible.
I mean, yeah. God.
I'd love to get a go-kart right now. If all of a sudden the kids got me a go-kart and I'm whipping just around the side streets, I'd be happy as could be.
Could you get in one?
What's that?
Could we get in one now?
We could get in one. Getting out would be the problem.
Yeah.
It'd be a lot.
Shim says that Waverly had a really good go-kart track at one point.
Waverly.
Right off the side of the road, probably. Greg, I'm surprised Greg hasn't chimed in. Where are you, Greg? He's working.
He's probably the dentist.
Justin says Branson, Missouri has a two-story go-kart track. How does that work?
Those are out of my wheelhouse. I was going back to the old school. But anytime there's a go-kart, I'm for it. I just miss what it used to be.
Bill, the headline one more time, please.
Yeah, I got it right here.
Thank you, Bill.
Yeah. Right here. The liability that took away the fun ability. There's no more dart to get to your cart.
So it's a liability issue, you think?
Yeah, liability. For the mom and pop. Just, yeah. When you can, Jake, when you, here's the way to look at it. When they talk about those two-story ones and stuff.
Yeah.
When you park your car, you're not driving one for probably 40 minutes. This other one is about a minute and a half. You'd pull over in a gravel parking lot, get out and be on a go-kart in about a minute and be whipping around that bad boy.
Yeah. And then they got to be maintained and all that.
Huh. Oil change.
Hey, the better times, though.
Two strokes.
That is Bill Strills. When we come back, hour two, discussion on Notre Dame. Their AD's talking a lot. Tell you what he said next, an early break on the ticket.
You're listening to Early Break with Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, and Bill Bush. Sponsored by Sandhills Global on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.